Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Tonight on Nightly Pop, this photo is so iconic.
I mean, it's fire.
I'm gonna be up on that stage too.
Exactly.
And they thought I was a PA.
What's my biggest fear? Losing you.
I give it 3 more years.
Hunter.
I feel I wanna like launch my career.
What is that?
Jello.
Look at her dipping them toes in some lukewarm Jello.
Get your and get out.
Can't unsee it, undo it, unkiss it.
Like, guess what?
Slide in bed with us starting right now. Welcome to Nightly Pop, where Tom Brady is getting drunk.
Oh. Yeah.
I'm glad. Hunter and Lyric are joining us. All right, let's get started. Let's talk a little bit about Russell Wilson, because him and Ciara are pretty much the perfect couple, I think. You know, they told GQ how they make it work. Now, we know that they are couples goals for a lot of folks. Now, this is how you keep your relationship healthy, according to them, okay? For starters, they get up at 6 a.m. every day and they set their intentions together.
Okay.
Then they have a date night every Friday. And then at the end of the week, they have a checklist of how well that they've loved each other.
Awesome.
And even when they play games, they're perfect. Take a look.
What's the first thing I do when I wake up in the morning?
Oh, we pray together. Well, you said I, and then you, okay, yes.
What's the day we first met?
March 26th.
Okay, ding, ding, ding. What's the day we got engaged?
March the 11th.
What's my biggest fear?
Not be prepared.
Yeah, I probably have one that's bigger than that.
Was it L-O-S-I-N?
Yes, losing you.
I give it 3 more years, Max.
Stop it,
Hunter. Hunter.
It's just, it feels a little overcompensating.
Oh my God, I just think they're so cute.
I think they're so
cute. And you
cute.
Know, usually I'm cynical, but I think they really are perfect for each
really?
Other.
Really?
I do.
I know I'm usually cynical, but I love them together. They have a rule, apparently, that they are not to be more than 10 days away from each other. So they can't go more than 10 days without seeing each other. But I do, people say relationships are work. You're engaged, like, and with the new baby.
Yes.
Do you feel like it is work to maintain a healthy relationship?
Yes, it is work, lots of communication.
Are you setting intentions every morning and praying with your man?
We don't pray, we do pray at night though.
Okay.
So we don't wake up and do it, but every night we pray with the baby.
Okay.
And we do set intentions. We do, we start her early.
That is so cute.
I'm like, you gonna Larry, talk to your
You
maker.
Are too wholesome for this show, child. Meanwhile, I'm drinking tequila and vodka before I go to bed. That's my intention.
Hey, but don't worry, because mama has her little go-go juice too, okay? We got a little cup, a little go-go.
I love that. Hunter, what is your routine before bed? You do anything like meditate or pray before
Every
bed?
Every time I talk about what I do before bed, you give me a hard-ass time about it.
Well, I don't know yet, Hunter, so tell.
Yeah, tell me.
I'm new. My ears are new.
I will also pray with my baby, and then midway through the prayer, I'll be like, where the f*** this baby come from?
All right, so what do you have when you have 7 Super Bowl titles? A lot of alcohol, apparently, because yesterday Tom Brady and the Buccaneers celebrated their big win with the boat parade. Things got a little crazy.
Oh! Tom, how awesome was that?
Back Tom Brady, Super Bowl MVP 7 times.
He is sauced.
He could have still
allegedly.
He could have still won the Super Bowl in that state. Like that's also if I was gonna trust anybody to toss the trophy between
be
those,
him.
It would
be
Tom
him.
Brady.
You heard his kid like Dad, no!
I know. I mean, watching that did make my nerves bad.
Imagine like somebody would have to definitely dive in after it if it fell in the
water.
Oh,
you would have to.
And they were all way too inebriated to do that.
They would have been like 15 football players hammered, yes, trying to swim to the bottom.
Trying to jump into the bottom.
And it just been too much. I literally was like, oh, I was like, Tom Brady, you white. You gonna throw the trophy. Risk it getting in the water. I was like, this is a white boy wasted moment.
That
like,
was come on, the epitome of it.
White boy wasted.
And the carry, the friend helping him out.
Look at him.
I saw that on Twitter and I died. And then he tweeted. I don't know if you guys saw his tweet.
No, I did not.
He drunk tweeted. Did you see this tweet? Nothing to see her, just a little.
Avocado tequila. Avocado tequila.
He knows how to handle it. He knows how to do Twitter, I have to say.
Tom.
You know, I saw someone say that Giselle's like, you're not allowed to hang out with them anymore, right, which I love.
Giselle knows who she married. All right. Hunter has been waiting all night for this. We got our hands on the Kardashian sneak peek.
Are you kidding?
I know you're happy.
We got it?
We got it. Well, anyway, for those of us who love it, this season it looks like Courtney and Scott are actually getting close. So, of course, you know her sister's got feelings about it.
I came over here in the morning a few days ago, and I saw Courtney and Scott asleep together on the couch.
Do we think they're, like, hooking up again? I just want them to try.
I don't know. Maybe.
I mean, Scott's single right now. If he fully moves on, like, has a baby, does that, she's going to freak out. Like, what's the harm in trying? The worst that will happen is they're like, you know what? We don't vibe with this.
I agree.
But they're also too to try.
I think they're afraid that they're gonna like mess up their good co-parenting. Oh.
Which could be an option.
But you're not one to talk.
I'm not one to talk, I know that.
Come on, Kim, with the read right away. Kim gave her a good
Kim
read.
Kim be having these little slick,
yes,
like
she does.
Just she slides them in the, and she says it in a way where it's like, yeah, like she's smiling,
uh-huh,
but it's little zingers.
Yeah.
You know what
and
I mean?
Chloe and her
mind. That's kind of how you are.
But I also, mm-hmm, feel like we've seen them be so open with each other about, yeah, how they feel about each other.
Yeah.
And like compared to some of the things they've said, she's not wrong.
No.
Let it be
yeah,
said.
I like being surrounded by people who like tell you what's up. You know what,
yeah,
I mean? Like, girl, you tripping, or you know, you can't say nothing. Like,
yeah,
I think that's,
you know, need that. You need
around
a little
to, like, check you.
You need a little check every once in a while.
Absolutely.
To be like, oh, let me ground back to reality.
Yes.
Yeah.
Now we do know that Courtney is now dating Travis Scott, so obviously
Travis Barker.
Yes.
Oh boy, that would have been a problem.
So she's
don't quote me on that. I meant Travis Barker.
I like Travis
we know
Scott
that
better.
Courtney is dating Travis Barker. Do you think he'll feel away about seeing this clip? I don't think he cares.
I don't think so. I feel like Travis Barker comes across as so secure.
Love
I love him too, but yeah, I think he's gonna be like, okay, yeah.
I think everybody likes Travis Barker.
Yeah.
I know that he had like hesitations about reality stars in the past, but it looks like he is finally in a space where he just doesn't care. So I love that.
I think he saw that upside down bikini and he said, you know what? I'll give it a go.
Hey.
I think you might be right. I think that might have something to do with it. All right. Okay, you guys, I don't know if you know this, but somehow we have become Hollywood's leading experts on foot fetishes.
Yes, yes.
Okay, maybe
nice,
more
nice,
than anybody
nice,
else.
Nice.
All right, so this Sunday, we're doing a deep dive into 90 Day Bears All because you're going to find out how to make some extra cash. Courtney explained her new side hustle.
So this one guy, he sent me like, oh, I'll pay you $30 for a picture. So I was like, oh, great. Like, he sent me what he wanted. It was just like feet. It was nothing sexual. It was like no lingerie. It was nothing. It was like literally feet. When I was doing research and stuff, I heard they are into like toenails painted, high heels, and like smashing stuff. I feel I want to like launch my career and make my debut.
Okay.
Now. Do you want to see?
What is that?
Jello, but I think it's been sitting too long, so it's melted. That's worth more money. So I gave you guys like the good good.
Oh, that good good.
The good
she
good.
She got that good good.
She got
it. It looked good good.
I mean, I'm not mad at this, honestly. I wouldn't do it for myself, but I'm not mad at somebody making money with their feet.
It's
you wouldn't do it?
I mean,
how about $1,000 just to send a picture of your feet to some stranger?
Nah.
Really?
No, that's weird.
Yeah, it
wow,
is.
Look at this new teeth, new person, huh? Who is this girl?
Not
Jesus.
New teeth, new person. Not
get
new teeth,
money
new person.
Out. Yeah, I mean,
Jesus. Get some new canines, and all of a sudden we are too good for feet pics.
She
huh?
says she's above that. She's above that. She'll need to send pictures of her feet.
Yeah, I need to say this to somebody else who might need it, but somebody might need to do it for a G, and I'm not mad at it.
Yeah.
I wouldn't judge it.
No, I wouldn't judge it at all. And I think that, you know, I mean, she's doing it. She seems to be enjoying herself, which is key. She's not having to take off her clothes and nothing like that.
Listen, it's the look at her
dipping them toes in some warm, lukewarm, room temperature Jello. Yes. And if that's what gets him going, and for $30 a pop, I said, girl, go ahead.
So you would not date a girl who did this for a living and she was like, hey, I have OnlyFans for feet.
I draw my line.
Okay. Oh, that's your hard line in the sand.
If she was busting it open, you would date her, but just not the feet.
I would date a feet girl. I'm just with you. Of course I would.
We got to take a break, but up next, Kenan Thompson and Chris Redder here. I'm so excited. We'll get the lowdown on their new show and SNL's craziest guest.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Covering hard news.
You want to be a serious news guy now? Just remember the 3 D's. Deny, deflect, blame, Dwayne, defrost.
Now that's chicken.
Yeah, you right.
Shut the hell up.
Okay.
All right, now that is a sneak peek at the new series, Kenan, starring Kenan Thompson and Chris Redd. Oh, I'm loving to see this Black excellence. They are joining us right now. How are you guys doing?
Happy Black History Month.
I'm not supposed to be asking for favors. I'm supposed to be interviewing y'all. But now I realize, Kenan, you are playing a TV host on your new show. If you are auditioning for a co-host, you know I'm available.
I know. We got you. You coming in there. You got to come through. For sure. There's got to be a battle episode.
Yeah, I'll be a rival on another show. But really, though, do you have a new respect for TV hosts? I know you had to do a little research for your role. They get up early. There's a lot of question preparation. You have a new respect for doing interviews now?
I mean, yeah, I respect everybody's professionalism. It's a lot of work. I know you got to, like, go through the whole process. You probably woke up like that, but, you know,
right,
you do
exactly.
have to bring it to
you. Right.
I mean, the fact that y'all are able to just be up early as hell and just be that energetic.
He doesn't do morning.
I understand.
I could not tell. You seem very awake and alert, sir.
Man. I'd be acting.
You guys have both been on SNL for a while, and I want to know who's the worst guest you've ever dealt with, or who's the best, or both?
I mean, I don't know specifically worst. It's just, it's not helpful when people don't come to play. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
As long as you come to play, we're going to have a good time. And best, my choice is like between Chappelle and Tom Hanks.
Ooh.
You know?
What is, I don't think so. That's how they get you.
Yes! Yes!
That's it. Ooh, like, Tom Hanks.
Two people are just like really, really incredibly infectious energies, basically.
Yeah. I think my favorites are Will Ferrell was one of my favorites. Mm-hmm. Eddie was incredible.
What a moment we're having!
You said it, Chris Rock. And just to piggyback.
No, we're good on that. Thank you, man. Sorry about that, fellas. Yeah. Please continue.
And then Chadwick was like one of my favorite weeks
for sure.
Of all.
Y'all talk about Wakanda? Yeah. The problem is that we as Black people know that the salute comes from Egyptian kings who were buried right hand over left to clutch the royal scepter.
Word, yeah, we all knew that.
He was such a cool dude. He came out and partied afterwards.
I meant to say Chadwick was also.
That was great.
Speaking of SNL, fans loved one of you guys' skits from last week's show where you played twins on Weekend Update. Let's see a little bit of that.
So here to bring good vibes are twins, the new trend. So you two have a popular YouTube channel where you react to songs you hear for the very first time. I thought it would be fun to play some songs and hear your reaction for the first time.
A, B, C, D, E, F, G.
Hold on, no, that's... Oh, no!
Hold up!
Yo!
Damn!
That's so hot!
Yo! I have never heard letters
is lined up before.
You guys are obviously you got great chemistry. Do you ever like fight over the best punchline or button to a joke?
It would be a very funny fight.
Yeah.
I want that joke.
I want the joke.
Kenan, you have been on SNL. It's been 17 seasons now. Chris, are you ever afraid Kenan's gonna be like, all right, I gotta retire. This is too much. I'm done. Because you guys do so well together. You know, Kenan, are you in this for the long haul?
I'm definitely in it for the long haul. I mean, it's just a very electric place. You know, it's not one type of a, you know, environment that you're gonna leave and find a similar kind of experience in another place. You know, another place like it.
What's up? I say, what's up? Somebody tell me what is up with that.
Also, it's chock full of incredibly talented performers. So the minute I leave, I feel like I'll miss out on like the Eddie Murphy Christmas show, or I'll miss out on doing Diner Lock, or I'll miss out on doing Twins, the new trend.
Well, we love this photo of you with all these comedy icons, Kenan. What did this moment mean to you? It must have meant a lot.
This photo is so iconic.
I mean, these guys are like legendary to the world, you know? Mm. So to stand next to them moment and also be embraced by them in that moment and have like Michael Che put that in. It's not like I was just like, you know, I got to be in this monologue, right? You know what I mean? It was just very, very special. So, you know, that's another reason why I don't just go running away from that place.
And we're going to give you your flowers. We're going to give you your flowers, Kenan. You deserve to be up there. So, you know, let that be said known.
Appreciate it. Let it be said and known, and you heard it.
Being up on that stage, and I was like, I'm gonna be up on that stage too.
Exactly.
And they thought I was a PA.
You're gonna be next.
So they said, I think a latte. And I was like, okay.
All right. Okay.
I got some time.
My time's coming.
I got some time.
I'm such a fan of the show. I watched the pilot last night, you guys, and obviously because of the morning show hosting stuff, I was really into it.
Good morning, Atlanta. I don't care who you slept with, as long as you're.
I'm super excited, you know, to watch this. You guys are so funny, and I'm just super excited to see Kenan and everything just kind of transform. I really want to congratulate you guys on this. This is super dope.
It's amazing.
Thank you.
All right, you guys, thank you so much for joining us. You know we're going to be tuned in. Everybody else, you can watch their new show, Kenan, when it premieres Tuesday, February 16th on NBC at 8:30 p.m. All right, we got to take another break, but coming up, how to get revenge on a cheater. Burn it all down. That's next. All right, guys, welcome back. Valentine's Day is around the corner. Mm. And since it's Black History Month, we're going to tie these things together and celebrate some Black love. How about that?
Okay, hello.
Hunter, I know you celebrate Black love every day.
You do.
You know I do.
Good answer.
Now, you guys, Hunter probably hasn't seen some of these classic movies, but they can teach you a lot about romance lyric. I'm sure you're familiar with a lot of these, but we're going to do a little rundown. All right, so the first lesson is from Waiting to Exhale. Imagine sacrificing everything so your man can have a successful career, and then he leaves you for his secretary. Mm. What do? Get some revenge.
Get your out!
Yes, bitch.
Yes. Queen Mother, yes. Queen Mother Angela, yes.
The f***ing go.
Yes.
Yes. Everything.
So just so I'm clear, what's the lesson we learned from this one?
Hunter.
To light a car on fire with all the clothes?
Absolutely.
Yes.
Absolutely. You won't leave me with two kids after 11 years after I took a step back to let you get your career going and I had a whole bakery business about to pop off? Yes. That's the synopsis. I'm just kidding. And not for your secretary, and you gonna act like you don't know me? And you not gonna leave me but nothing, little bit of nothing in my divorce decree?
You left her with 11, after 11 years, you gonna leave her and her kids?
Well, I'm excited to watch this.
I think
you should be, you should be.
I can't wait to learn this lesson.
You should. Should be. It's so funny. Girl, we here.
If Angela Bassett has a cigarette in her mouth, just know the movie is going to be fire.
Mm. Okay? Yes, that's what you
just
need to know.
That.
That's what you need to know.
All right, our next lesson is from 1997's Love Jones, my favorite. So Darius and Nina go on a date. There's a reason why this movie is one of my faves. They hit it off, but Nina isn't so sure that she wants to have a hookup just yet. But Darius, you know, he kind of cute.
I'm sorry.
Look, I should go.
Look, Darius, look, I had a really good time. I really did. It's just that I don't know. I can't go out like that on the first date. I mean, come on.
I understand. Maybe I'll call you.
Okay, let's go. All right.
Look, Nina, I just want to come up and talk.
Come on.
Well, that turned out to be easier than I thought it was going to be. I thought there was going to be a little bit of negotiating. It was really just, hey, one last idea. What if no to the thing you said, and I go upstairs with you?
Let it be said that that was Lorenz Tate asking.
That was Lorenz. So when Lorenz Tate asked.
Lorenz Tate been fine since Fine got created, and
okay,
he's still fine.
So I think, yeah.
When a man comes straight up to me and kisses my chin and then says, I want to go upstairs because it's as high as you can reach. Say yes.
You are
coming for Lorenz.
Lorenz Tate is the man now, forever and always.
He's a good-looking guy.
Yeah.
Yes.
When this came out, it took me a minute to stop loving him because I was like, we're meant for each other.
Saying your name.
Yeah.
For what, 2 hours?
You know, it's hard. Also, Love Jones is an amazing love story. So
it is.
This is another one. We're putting it on the list.
I can't wait to hear it. Is it on iTunes or Spotify?
Okay. Don't be disrespectful.
Please don't. It's Black History Month.
All right, Black History Month. I'm excited. I'm going to watch Love Jones.
I love he's like, all right, Black History Month, but wait till March.
I'll do it.
Anyway.
Fine.
All right, you guys. Okay. Now, if you have never seen the movie Brown Sugar, we've got problems, okay? So basically, Sydney and Dre have been friends since childhood, best friends, but then things start to get complicated when they sleep together.
What just happened was the most amazing, most fulfilling, most exhilarating 5 minutes I've ever had in my life.
10 minutes.
7.
9.
Okay, 8, whatever. Point is, what do we do now? We can't just go back to the way things were.
How do we feel about friends sleeping with each other? Like, do you think that they can cross the line and then come back?
No, you would.
Lyric.
I think, like, once you cross that line, I feel like there is no uncrossing. Mm. Like, you can't unsee it, undo it, unkiss it.
Yeah.
Caress it. Like,
kiss what?
What?
Oh my God, girl. I'm sorry.
But what you're saying is it could work.
It doesn't work. Once you go there, you gotta go there. I have a guy friend right now, super cute, super successful, but he's a playboy. Like, he's not. I'm not talking about you.
Yeah.
He starts. I am like, I can't.
Hunter.
You guys, we are out of time, unfortunately.
No.
So have a happy Valentine's Day weekend. Lyric, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me.
You've been the best all week. Thank you. All right,
so
you guys,
fun.
Thank you for joining us. Hunter, we'll see you, all right? We're off Monday, but on Tuesday, we'll be back with an all-new show, so set your DVRs. Bye,
bye
guys.
Bye. Bye.